I'm so glad you're here. You're here. Woohoo! I just love celebrating when people realize that perhaps things could be easier, that there's a better way, and there is. Maybe you've had some things show up really easily in your life and you'd like to have that happen across the board. Well, you are in the right place. I'm Karen Lanoux of AttractMoreNow.com, and I'm a mindset coach, speaker, and author, and how cool is it that you're here? This little old podcast has been downloaded over 13 million times, and people just like you have had extraordinary things happen just by trying out some of the really cool tricks and techniques I share here. I've been sharing what I learn as I learn it for over a decade because I want you to have what you want. I want you to live the incredible life that you deserve, whether it's a better job, more business, more money, more love, more time, or more fun. Start using what you learn here or from any of the other cool stuff I have at my site, and it'll happen. It just does. Now, thanks to my good friend on Facebook, Crystal, for your comments and posts this week. As always, you were so much fun. For the rest of you who haven't connected with me yet, just punch in Attract More Now on Facebook and ta-da, you'll see me. Come on in, like my page, and you'll see all the motivational pictures and quotes that I'm posting all the time. I would love to connect with you there. Now, just one item of business before we get started today. I'm about to launch the most amazing, valuable, and affordable program that I could create called Attract More Now Essentials. It's designed specifically for you if you want to have more money, better work, or more business, and better relationships. In this program, I share with you all my secrets that I have only shared with my private clients up to this point that's helped them to catapult their income, have more time off, create better relationships at home and at work, and in general, they just have more fun. So my aim is to help you to have any of those things that mean the most to you. These podcasts that you're going to listen to or that you are listening to are a great start. And now Essentials gives you the tools to take those next steps beyond. Now, when you subscribe, you'll have VIP access to the MP3s, transcripts, and videos. And there's 60 in all right now, and they're growing every week. I've created attraction lessons that address specific important issues in money, business, work, and relationships. And then to put it into practice, I've created some specific focus statements or affirmations that have the correct wording for attraction. And the best part is the different clearing processes that will help you go from stuck to thriving. On top of all of that, I'll be doing weekly Q&As where you'll get to ask your questions live. You'll have access to weekly lessons from my top-selling programs, The 5 Steps to Attracting What You Want, or the Attract More Money Bootcamp. And the list goes on and on. And you could be part of my upcoming radio show, too. So check it out. Go on over to Attract More Now Essentials and sign up. You get to check it out for free and then have access to your questions answered that could absolutely change your life, all for the price of a couple of coffees. Now, how does it get better than that? Okay, so today we have the attraction lesson on business. Having troubles finding great staff? Okay, away we go. Is it hard to find good help? If you're a manager or a business owner, you may have said the statement, it's hard to find good helpers, hard to find good people. Now first, before I go any further, I want you to notice that the statement is a conclusion. And if you've read or listened to any of my information before today, you'll know that when we come to a conclusion, we block out all other possibilities. So let me ask, do you want it to be hard to find good help? Yeah, I didn't think so. Now, I can tell you that a lot of business owners and managers will defend their experience, defend their statements, and defend their belief that it truly is difficult to find good people. That is a reality. And as a former vice president of a local chamber, I can tell you that that statement is endemic at networking meetings. Do you know that what you focus on grows? If you focus on this truth, it has no other possibility but to show up. The reality is that you create your own reality, self-fulfilling prophecy and such. Now, the way our brain works is that as soon as you focus on something, it starts scanning our environment or your environment looking for evidence of your focus. When you come to a conclusion about anything, your focus becomes locked on that reality and your subconscious works a way to prove you right, to find evidence. Now, it doesn't matter if your conclusion about not being able to hire good people is incorrect or not. It's now been programmed to attract, find, interview, and hire only inappropriate people. Only inappropriate people. That's crazy, right? Now, you might be thinking that. Are you? If so, you're probably in really good stead there. How could coming to a conclusion that perhaps no one even knows that I actually have can attract the wrong people? Well, it's weird, huh? But I see it all the time. You see, we take actions based on what we believe, not on what we hope or what we prefer to happen. We take actions based on what we believe. Then bring into the equation that everything is energy. A belief has energy. And if you're not sure about that, think about how much energy is brought up when you believe someone has cut you off in traffic. A lot, right? Get the picture? So your belief that it's difficult to hire good people has an energy attached to it, and it's not a good energetic match for someone who actually is a good hire for you. They won't even see your ads. Weird, huh? Ever seen this between managements and unions? Oh, yeah. I've seen potentially great organizations have such a poor energy around their workers that they set up the work environment to work against not only the workers, but the company. What is up with that? Well, for starters, it probably has something to do with the energy between the company and the union. So you'd want to fix that first. As a result of the conclusions that the company has come to, they end up having a terrible time hiring great people. Wonder why that is. Now, ever seen one company hire fantastic people all the time? Wonder why? Well, you might want to ask what their point of view is about hiring or what their point of view is about their staff. Here's the thing. This can be changed. You have to open up to the possibility that good people do exist and that they are just waiting to hear from you. They would love to work for you and love to do a great job. Now, if you're rolling your eyes right now, you might be in trouble, okay? So first, stop telling your stories about how hard it is to hire. It's just a story. That alone may do enough to shift your hiring process. So just stop telling your story. That could shift it. Second, instead of swearing that this is just a bunch of hooey, entertain that a different reality just may exist outside of yours. Come on, you know it's possible, right? Now last, if you've ever had a great employee, think about how great it would be to hire someone just like them. What this does is put you in a different space so your mind can actually start identifying possible candidates. Also puts you in a different energetic space that makes you automatically, energetically attractive to the right candidates. So try those and see what shifts. Of course, this is just a few ideas. I help my clients to implement other strategies that work as well. So go out and try this. I would love to hear what happens for you. All right, everybody, just go out there and shift, shine, and grow, and have an awesome day. Thanks again for joining me. I know you have lots of options of who to listen to, and I'm so honored that you took time to have me inside your head. Again, what's coming up on the radar is the launch of the Attract More Now Essentials program, so go on over to attractmorenowessentials.com and to sign up. It's free. It's free to try out. So how does it get better than that? Also, coming up next week is an attraction lesson about money. Are you always even Steven? Does that sound like a Seinfeld episode? How do you move past always just having enough? Or worse, never having enough? We're going to talk about that in that session. And if you missed our prior releases, all on business, work, money, and relationships, you'll find them in the archives on attractmorenowessentials.com. Now, if you found us on iTunes and you enjoyed this, I'd love if you could go on and write a review of this podcast and make it a good one. You know what goes around comes around, right? We want you to keep attracting all the good things you deserve. And remember, I also would love to see your wonderful face, your gorgeous face on Facebook, and would love to hear what's going on in your world. Now, till next time, get out there and shift, shine, and grow. Woohoo!